In the middle of our Advent preparations for the coming of Christ, we celebrate today's wonderful, wonderful solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Whew! Those are big words, aren't they? But I know that you can understand them, so we're going to talk about it, okay? Conception means a beginning, a start, okay? Conception means a beginning, especially of a human person. That's what conception is. It really means the beginning, the start of a human person, okay? Immaculate comes from two Latin words. Macula is a spot, a stain, a blemish, an imperfection. What do you think of my dish towel? Do you see any spots on my dish towel? Any stains on my dish towel? Do you see any spots on there? What do you see? Do you see any spots? Where are they? Look at that spot. What about there at the top? Excellent. There are some spots. If you were studying Latin, you would call them maculae. Maculae, which just means spots or stains, okay? Blemishes, imperfections. Look at this. What's that? That's a hole. There are a lot of maculae. There are a lot of macula on this dish towel, aren't they? It's a pretty sad state of affairs. I know what I want for Christmas. Look at all those macula, those blemishes, those imperfections. Okay, that's what a macula is. But if you put an I am in front of it, in, I-N or I-M, it means no spots, no stains, no blemishes, no imperfections. So immacula means no spots, no stains, no imperfections. In other words, it means pure and holy and clean and spotless. Now you put it all together and you have Immaculate Conception. And so what we're talking about here is a spotless beginning, a pure, holy, stain-free beginning. So what does the church celebrate on this wonderful feast of the Immaculate Conception? Do we celebrate today, true or false? Today we celebrate the day when Jesus had a pure, holy, spotless beginning in the womb of his mother Mary. True or false? Yes. True. It's actually false. Today we celebrate the day. We actually celebrate that day on March the 25th. Today is the day that we celebrate the day where the angel Gabriel came to Mary and said, "You are going to have a pure, spotless, clean, sin-free child who will be perfect, who won't make any mistakes, who will obey you in absolutely everything." True or false? Is that what we celebrate today? True? Nope, it's actually false. We actually celebrate that on March the 25th. So what do we celebrate today? Today we celebrate... when Mary was conceived in the womb of her mother. What was her mother's name? Yes, Alex. Anne, very good. It's Mrs. Wabi's patron saint, right? Saint Anne is Mary's mother, right? And so today we celebrate the pure, holy, clean, spotless beginning of Mary in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. That as soon as Mary began to exist, the very second she began, her start inside the womb of her mother Anne, she was without spots, without stains, without holes, without imperfections. She was totally pure, clean, without any, we say, original sin. This was a special gift that Jesus gave to his mom. You know, we always like to give special gifts to our mom, don't we? At Christmas time, on Mother's Day, on her birthday. Any day is a good day to give a special gift to your mom, right? But we always have something special for mom because she's our mom. And that's what Jesus did for his mom, is he gave her this special gift of being without sin, without any imperfections, without any spots or blemishes. Can you believe it? Mary had no desire even to commit a sin. She had no desire to disobey her parents like sometimes we do, right? Sometimes we have a little desire to be a little bit disobedient to our parents, right? Sometimes we have a little desire within us to do what's wrong. Mary had no even desires or wanting to do what was wrong because she was so clean and so spotless in her soul and in her body. It was a special gift that Jesus gave to his mom. But Jesus gives special gifts to us too. They're different gifts. We give special gifts to our mom, but we also give gifts to other people. They may not be as special as the one we give to our mom, but they're still beautiful gifts. Jesus gives us gifts too. He gives us the gift of baptism, which makes us spot-free. He gives us the gift of confession, of confessing our sins, which makes us spot-free inside. He gives us the gift of the anointing of the sick, which also makes us spot-free, sin-free inside. He gives us the gift of Holy Communion, which strengthens us to remain sin-free, pure and immaculate. Jesus has gifts for us too, doesn't he? In today's second reading that Marie read for us so beautifully today from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul says, in Jesus, you also were chosen. You also were chosen. It wasn't just Mary. Each one of us was also chosen. What were we chosen for? St. Paul says in his letter to the Ephesians, we were chosen to be holy and without blemish before him. What it really says in that passage is we were chosen to be holy and immaculate before Jesus. As we celebrate today and we give thanks to Jesus for the wonderful present that he gives to his mom, the wonderful present of making her spot-free and sinless from the first moment of her beginning and her conception, we also pray too for the grace to be immaculate as well. We pray for the grace to be holy and without blemish before Jesus.